By the end of the episode today, you are going to gain some clarity on the moment in time that can change everything for you. Understand what is needed to produce a major change in your life and your business, and be able to identify your current state of mind and how it is impacting you and your actions and your business and how it all ties in. Stay tuned. Welcome to Antonio Bravada's Business Coaching and Optimization Podcast. And you guessed it, I'm your host, Antonio Bravada, but you can call me Tony. I've spent years helping business owners as individuals grow their businesses and, more importantly, their free cash flow. I am here for you. Your business is the tool that lets you live the life that you want. If you're ready to be an owner and stop being an operator of your business, and if you're ready to increase your sales and profits while at the same time creating more time and financial freedom for you and your family, this is the place to be. Let's dive into today's episode. The power of this very moment in time can change your life forever. To master your business, it is absolutely vital that you acknowledge that your expectations for your future must be non-negotiable. Your business and its future are all about consistent breakthroughs. So let's talk about that. What is a breakthrough? A breakthrough is a moment in time where everything changes. You know, what seemed to be impossible at some point suddenly becomes possible, where you no longer settle for anything less than absolute extraordinary things will never be the same again results. Breakthroughs are the reason that people succeed and companies thrive no matter what is going on around them. You see, what you see in your life today is the result of something that you did in your past. Your actions that you take every day in your job, listening to the podcast, anything that you do, even though it doesn't seem like it at the time, will create a result for tomorrow. The differences between mediocrity, and great can be slim. They're small actions that compound daily. However, the results over time will be the difference between good and great. So to get the most out of this today, make sure that you take notes. I want you to tell yourself the truth. Participate 100% and stay focused. I'd like to start off with a story because I want to talk about a moment in time, and this was my moment in time. When I was younger, my dad asked me a question. He said, "What do you want to do with your life, Tony?" And I told him. And he said, "Okay, if your dreams are to jump and land on the moon, I want you to know that one of two things are going to happen. One, you're going to work very, very hard. You're going to do all and everything that you can do, and you're going to make it. Or two, you're going to work very, very hard, do all and everything that you can do, and you're going to fall halfway short. So what I want you to do is to set your dreams to jump and land on a star. Because one of two things will happen. You're going to work very, very hard, do all and everything that you can do, and you're going to make it. Or you're going to work very, very hard, do all and everything that you can do, and you're going to fall halfway short and land on the moon, where at the end of the day, it's where you wanted to be anyways." You see, our mind limits us through limiting beliefs and the way that we're raised and the people that we're around. We have these expectations and we set these dreams and we set these goals. But when you look at it, are those dreams and those goals limiting yourself? Maybe we can set a strategy and maybe we can work very, very hard and maybe we can actually accomplish something that we didn't think that we could. That's called a breakthrough. But even at the worst case scenario, if we work very, very hard, do all and everything that we can do, and we just don't quite get it, if you set it high enough, you should be where you really wanted to be anyways. The power of that moment for me was profound because I realized that in that moment, I set a limiting belief for myself, for my visions. I realized in that moment, had I gone through and had I not had that conversation, I don't know that I would be where I am today. It was the power of a moment. So I want you to think back in a time where you had a breakthrough in your life, and it doesn't matter what it is, any type of breakthrough. It doesn't have to be business. Maybe it is, maybe it's not. Maybe it's sports, maybe it's school, maybe it's something when you were a child, anything at all. Think of a time where you had a breakthrough, something that changed your life forever. You never went back. It was that fork in the road. How did it impact you? How did it feel? How energized were you? How happy were you with yourself? If you could possibly give yourself, you know, the largest pat on the back or the largest amount of recognition you would have in that moment. So there are literally thousands of triggers, but in order to create a lasting breakthrough, it requires a change in either one or all of the next three elements that I'm going to talk about. Number one is the state, your state of mind. Okay. State always has to come first. We tend to filter out everything that we look at in our lives and the influences and the stories that we make up about who we are and what we're capable of and what we do and what's achievable and what's not. Our state of mind, we must go into become the most powerful filter that we have in our life. That's where we find our own strategies. That's where we find what's necessary. We have to have a certain level of energy. If you're depressed, if you're sad, if you wake up and you roll out of bed and you're just like, oh, not another day, right? It's Thursday, I'm tired, whatever it happens to be, how motivated, how energized, how productive are you going to be in that moment? To accomplish anything, we have to stay in a peak state of mind, and you have to find your ability to stay in that state, to be grateful for everything that we have and to operate on a state of mind that is absolute power. Your decisions, your actions, your body language, your thought processes, everything else will follow along. But it has to start with our state. Now, what's next is your story. Every event in our life, everything that happens, no matter what, we tell ourselves a story. You wake up in the morning and you're tired. What is your story? Well, I didn't get much sleep last night. Something, you know, you miss a sale as a salesman. You go into a sale, you miss a sale. Well, they just didn't like it. Or I messed this up. Or I should have said this. Or I should have did that. You're late for work. Well, there was an accident. Highway was shut down for a minute. You tell yourself these stories, and those stories that you tell yourself affect your state. The story can change everything. To one person, it rains, and they go, oh my gosh, why does it have to rain today? I wanted to go golfing. I wanted to do this. I wanted to anything in the world. Rain, rain, go away, come back another day, right? To somebody else, that exact same rain could be out dancing in it. They could be thanking the gods above for bringing the rain because it hasn't rained and their crops needed it. The same event, two different stories, two different sets of emotions. The story is your personal narrative. It's what keeps you from finding the keys that help you transform the quality of your life. And if you can change your story, you can change your life. So understand that people who are successful, and it doesn't necessarily mean dollar signs, it doesn't, you know, but people who are successful don't develop stories about why they can't do something. Their stories are about how they will achieve those, no matter what. If you have an empowering story, people tend to find strategies. The strategies always come last. Too many times people focus on the strategy first, and then what that does is that causes inaction. People are scared. You're fearful. If you're fearful, you have two things, fight or flight, right? You're either going to fight for something or you're going to run away from something. But fear will also cause inaction. If you're focused on your strategy first, you spend too much time trying to figure out on paper if it's going to work, if it's right, because I'm looking for certainty. And what that does is it causes you not to do anything at all. You know, and the challenge is that most people think of success as simply a matter of finding the right strategy by itself alone, that the strategy is the only thing that works. But if you've ever been serious enough about something, about making a change, about growing your business or shedding weight or anything, there's a million different strategies out there, some good, some bad. But if you've ever had a breakthrough in your life, which is why I just asked you to think about a time, strategy was not in the forefront of your mind. What was is you said, I must do this. I have to do this. Nobody's going to tell me no. Nothing is getting in my way. And you found a way to make it happen. The strategy came into play afterwards. Strategies are important to success, but they're only a third of a much bigger equation. Okay, so the five elements to change. We're going to stay in a peak state. We're going to stay energized. We're going to stay focused. I have the right story. My story's good. I'm empowering myself. I'm ready to go. And the strategies start to flow. Now, in order to make those change, the five elements is the first one is focus. You have to have clarity. That's your what. What is it that I want to do? What is it that I want to change? What is it that I want to accomplish? That's the focus. The second one is leverage. In order to make a change, you have to have leverage. Leverage is your why. Why is it important now versus the last time that I tried? Why is this going to be different now than the last time? Last time I didn't have enough leverage. Last time I didn't have enough of a reason. Now I do. Now I have my leverage. Now I know my why. I know why it must happen. The third thing is to disrupt the pattern, disrupt the habit. We all have habits. They're given to us since the day we're born, from the people we're around, from the things that we watch, the people that we hang out with, right? It's the closest five people around you. That's the proximity to power. We've developed habits. And in order to make that change, once we know what it is, once we have the leverage, we have to disrupt the pattern, because your body, you're subconsciously going to make the same actions over and over again. And so what we need to do is disrupt those habits and recognize them when they're coming up so that you can put a stop to them, which leads in to the fourth one. The fourth one is to replace them. Replace the habits. If you know you have a bad habit, if something is happening over and over and over again and you keep wondering, why do I keep doing this? Recognizing those patterns, whether it's smoking, whether it's something in your business, whether it's anything, you can't just stop. You have to replace the habit. Replace it with something empowering, something different, something changing. And remember, you're going to hear me say this often, different doesn't always mean better, but better will always be different. We know what. We have our focus. We're clear. We have our leverage. We know why it's important. I've recognized the patterns and the habits, and I'm going to disrupt them. When I notice them coming, I'm going to disrupt them. And I've consciously made a decision to, when I see those patterns and those habits, that I'm going to now replace them with this one. And the fifth one is repetition, doing it over and over and over. Repetition is the key to mastery. So let's get into what's next. What's next is I want you to start to craft your visions. I want you to start to get clear on what it is that you want. This is the first one to change. You have to be clear about it. So what I'd like you to do is make a list. And in this list, we call it a have, do, be. And it's just a bullet point list. So underneath have, you're going to bullet point things down. What is it that you want to have in your life? It could be material, it could be anything. What do you want to have? You want to have a certain amount of money? Do you want to have a car? Do you want to have a kids? Do you want to have a wife? Do you want to have a dog? Do you want to have a $1 million home? Whatever it is that you want to have in your life, put it down. The next column is do. Same thing, bullet points. What is it that you want to do in your life? You want to go on a vacation here. You want to take your family on a vacation to Disney World. You want to go see the pyramids. You want to skydive. You want to scuba dive. You want to sell a company. You want to grow a company. What is it that you want to do? And be clear. And in the final column, it's going to be be. Who do you want to be? Now, this could be I want to be a CEO. This could be I want to be a great father. This could be a great mother. Could be anything along those lines. But it's also how I interpret this is who do you want to be? When you're not around and people are talking about you, when you're not there, what do they say about you? One of the hardest exercises to do, but a very effective exercise, is to write your own obituary. When you're no longer here, what does somebody else put on your obituary? What do they write about you? And that's going to help be clear on a few different things. The answers to those three columns are going to help us build the strategy that's going to get you where you want to be in life. And your business is the tool by which we can make those things happen. And as a coach, I have to know what you need to have because I have to know what kind of income you're going to need. I need to know what you want to do because I have to fulfill you on a personal level. And I need to know the person that you want to be so that when we're in certain situations, I can remind you of the person that you said you wanted to be. The next thing I want you to write down is over the next 24 to 36 months, what do you want to accomplish? What do you want life to look like? What needs to happen in the next 24 to 36 months for you, for your business, for your personal life? Write it down. Okay, now I'm going to talk about this in more detail in a different episode, but I don't believe in annual planning. I think that people that plan on an annual basis have an illusion of time. I do need to know where I want to go. I need to know my future. I need to know what I'm working towards. But when we develop a strategy, we need to bring it into a shorter period of time because I can't control something 12 months from now. I can anticipate something 12 months from now, but I have really no control over it. I don't know what's going to happen 12 months from now. So when we build our strategies, we build them off of a 12-week year. All of the organizations, enterprises that we come in and coach and help, they have to follow that as a whole. Everybody's got to be on the same page. And the reason is because if you're not, then it's like fish swimming in opposite directions. We need everybody to be on the same page. And when you break things down into a shorter period of time, every day means something. Every day matters. When you're working on an annualized basis, you know, and I got 3 months to do this, it doesn't matter if I do it today or if I do it Monday. It doesn't matter. But if I'm on a 12-week basis, today matters. Today is a lot different than next Monday. That's too much time. Okay, so then we're going to start to break those things down into a 12-week basis because we're going to know at the end of the 12 weeks what's my goal. I'm going to have three of the main strategies that are going to help me get to that goal. And then I'm going to have the daily and weekly tactics that have to get done for those strategies. And that's how I'm going to build this plan. And you can use my software program or you can do this on your own, but know every single day. And so I'll have a daily huddle with myself just to review what is it today that I must accomplish. It's my blue chip activity that is directly related to my end goal. And once you create your vision, you have your be, do, have list, you know what the next 24 to 36 months is for your life, what you want to have it look like. You break that down. Okay, what over the next 12 weeks, what needs to happen in order to align with my future? Make a commitment to do something today. When you set a vision, when you set a goal, don't say, okay, this is it. I'll start it on Monday, right? I'm going to go to the gym 3 days a week. Perfect. I'm going to start it tomorrow. No, go today. Go now. If you're going to commit to calling somebody that you haven't talked to in a while, just have a meaningful conversation, don't do it at 5 o'clock tonight. Do it now. Pick up the phone and dial them now, whether they answer or not. Maybe leave a voicemail, but what you've done is you've taken action. You've put something in motion, and that by itself is important. So I want to get back to something that we talked about earlier, the power of the moment. There's a moment in time for anybody, whether you're successful, whether you're an athlete, whether you're a billionaire, whether you're a millionaire, whether you're just getting started. The power of the moment. So if you've accomplished things that you've wanted to accomplish and you're at a level where you're happy with right now, probably not listening to the podcast, but if you are, then I want you to think back to a moment in time where you aren't who you are today. And if you are listening to the podcast today and you're maybe not where you need to be, I want you to think about something that you've done that you look back and say, hey, that was an accomplishment. From that moment forward, I've never been the same. And when you think back to that moment, there was a decision that was made right in that split moment. You might have tried a few times, right? Let's say you're smoking, you tried to smoke a few times, stop a few times, excuse me. But this time you really did. Or you tried to stop drinking a few times, but this time I really did. Or I've been wanting to grow my business and get that off the ground, and I've tried a few times, but this time I really did it. So I want you to think back to that moment. And then I want you to think a little bit harder, and I want you to go right before that moment, right before you made that decision. That life was never going to be the same. And think about it hard. What was the event? What happened right before that split moment in time where you made that decision and you never went back? There's an event. Something happened. Could have been painful, but there was an experience that you felt emotionally. Something happened that caused you to make that decision right then and right there, and you never went back. And I want you to understand the profoundness, the power of that very moment. And I want you to feel some gratitude for it, no matter what it is. What if it was a divorce, if it was, a bankruptcy, if it was anything that happened, no matter how painful it was. Be grateful for that moment. Thank it. Think about it. And don't forget it. Because whatever that was caused what happened next in that split moment, the decision that you made to change and alter your life forever. So when you understand the power of the moment, you have the ability right now to make a change as long as you have enough leverage. And I asked at the beginning, think of the power of the moment. And so I talked about some certain athletes, Tiger Woods, Michael Jordan, Tom Brady, Serena Williams. You think about any of these athletes, and I will ask the question usually, when did they become great? And a lot of responses that I get, well, when he won a six championship or the sixth Super Bowl, or when they put the green jacket on, or when they got their gold medal, or won the Wimbledon, or whenever these events are. But I challenge those, because those are not the moments that they become great. That is just the recognition to the rest of the world that they already are great. These people made a split decision at a certain moment in time that they were going to be the best. And in that moment, the actions and the day-to-day activity and everything that they did led them to where they are. But the greatness was in that one moment in time where they committed to themselves that from here on forward, I will be the best. Focus, clarity. What is it that you want? Keep your energy, keep your state of mind, keep in a peak state, because if you're not in a peak state, your thought patterns and your actions are not going to follow. And then take action right now to do something. Don't do it tomorrow, don't start it on Monday, don't do it a week from now. Start the process now, put it in motion right now. That is what starts. That's what starts it all. So what I want you to do is if you want to email me, okay, email me your chokeholds, email me, what is it that you want to change and why is it important? What do you want your life to look like over the next 24 to 36 months? Send me your Be Do Have list. Send me anything that you're comfortable sending me. The more is the better. And I'll take a look at it. And I do this every week, but I don't have time for everybody. So unfortunately, right? So especially podcast listeners. So the first 10 people, just send me your email, send me your contact information, send me some of the stuff that you went through on this episode. I'm going to send you a free download of Swimming Upstream, which is my book. Okay. And I'd like to have a conversation with you about what it is that you're doing in your business and what you want to have happen. And then I'm going to offer you a chance to be featured on the podcast as a guest to talk about your business, to talk about what's happening in the next 36 months. Because once you get it out from inside of you and you put it into the world, let people know what you're doing, it becomes real. Okay. Thanks for listening today. Change your thinking and you'll change your reality. Thank you so much for listening to today's show. I hope that you learned a lot and that you feel motivated to start implementing everything that you've learned here. You know I love results, and I know that you're going to have amazing ones. If you like what you're hearing and you want to leave a review, that would be awesome. Please make sure that you subscribe so you don't miss out on any of the new episodes. And shoot me a DM on Instagram at Antonio M. Bravada. I would love to hear your biggest takeaways. And remember, if you change your thinking, you'll change your actions. If you change your actions, you'll change your reality.